Waterboarding is not new. Open debate over the use of the controversial interrogation technique may be new, but waterboarding itself has been around since the 14th century with a dubious list of practitioners, including the Spanish Inquisition, the Khmer Rouge, World War II-era Japan, and most recently, the Central Intelligence Agency. The nomination of Michael Mukasey as Attorney General was put into jeopardy after he skirted questions about whether waterboarding qualifies as torture and is therefore illegal. Kaj Larson is a former U.S. Navy SEAL who works for Current TV as what they call a vanguard journalist. He arranged to have himself waterboarded in a Rhode Island basement and filmed it. There's a link to the video at our blog, which is at npr.org/blogofthenation. But be warned, the images you see are graphic and you may find them disturbing. If you have experience with this technique, give us a call and tell us your story. 800-989-8255 or send us an email, talk@npr.org. Kaj Larson joins us from our studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you.
And why on earth did you ever decide to have yourself waterboarded?
Well, I know it's not a traditional activity that one would do, but at the time that I had the procedure done, there was this national debate going on about it, and you had pundits and policymakers discussing it. The debate had a strangeness to it because nobody seemed to really know what the technique was. It had been described in print, but nobody had actually seen it. So the idea for me was to let the public see with unhooded eyes for the first time a real-life version of this, and I wanted to put waterboarding out of the hands of the pundits and throw it into the court of public opinion and let an informed public decide how we should be conducting ourselves in the war on terror.
Well, then do you set out to make sure that you are properly waterboarded?
Well, for me, authenticity was key. So I hired a group of ex-Army SEER instructors, and we had very little plan, but we wanted to recreate as authentic as possible a scenario. And I paid them a small fee, and they took me into the basement, and they performed the procedure on me. And we videotaped it and aired it on Current TV.
Now, you mentioned SEER training. That's the training that the military provides to pilots and others, like including Navy SEALs, to avoid search and rescue operations, to search, evade. What does SEER stand for?
Survival, evasion, resistance, and escape.
Okay. And so as part of that training, you are taken into mock custody and given a mock interrogation, which you know is mock, although I gather they work hard to make sure you don't feel like it's mock. So you've been through this before.
Right. In full disclosure, this is my second time having been waterboarded, so I was familiar with the procedure.
Mm-hmm. And what does it, first of all, what is it exactly?
So waterboarding is basically described as being strapped to a board with your head placed below your feet and a rag stuffed in your mouth, and the rag can be cellophane or it can be cloth or parachute nylon. Silk is pretty common. And then they pour water down your throat, and it simulates the feeling of drowning.
Mm-hmm. And for how long did they do that?
When I did it for Current TV, it lasted 24 minutes.
Uh-huh. And 24 minutes constantly with a gag in your mouth and water being poured in?
It is. There's sometimes you can breathe, and it's sort of difficult to describe the sensation, but it essentially simulates drowning. You're not actually ingesting a whole lot of water, but your body's reacting as if you're drowning. So I guess the closest equivalent is to say it feels sort of like you're shackled to the bottom of a pool and you can't get out.
So there's a rag in your mouth and there's water being poured in the mouth. Is somebody holding your nose closed?
They are, depending on how they're doing the technique or how much they want you to suffer. And you're strapped down to the board, obviously, so you can't get up.
And watching your video every couple of minutes or so, maybe even every 40 seconds or so, somebody pulls the rag out and says, "Are you a terrorist?" or asks you a question.
Right. I mean, this is a coercive interrogation, and the idea is to extract information.
So the rag isn't in there constantly for the entire 24 minutes, I'm saying.
Right. That's correct.
Right. Even having been through it once before, can you give us an idea of what it feels like, even knowing you're paying these people to do it to you?
Right. Again, it's really difficult to describe the sensation, but you're gasping for air, your lungs. It's like having a hot coal in your chest because your lungs are sort of screaming and expanding. And even though intellectually you might know that this is a controlled environment, the terror of feeling like you're drowning still makes it a difficult experience.
Mm-hmm. And you are, of course, you're a tough guy. You're a former SEAL. Did you think that you would be able to hold up under such interrogation?
I mean, I think the important point here is that ultimately nobody can hold up under coercive interrogation. The efficacy of these techniques remains to be seen, whether because people will essentially tell you whatever you want when you're doing these things to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I could hold up for a while, but nobody can hold up forever.
And would you, I guess this is an impossible hypothetical, but if you had been given some crucial military secret, would you have given it up?
I think I would have at that moment. It's difficult not to when you feel like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Kaj Larson, a journalist for Current TV, a former military officer, a former U.S. Navy SEAL who had himself waterboarded on Current TV to let people know whether or not it's torture. If you'd like to join the conversation, our number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Kaj Larson, in your video, the people doing the questioning, people doing the waterboarding, have balaclava helmets over their faces. We can't tell who they are. Is that in part because if we could see who they were, we could identify them, and what they're doing is illegal?
No, it's to keep the scenario as authentic as possible. Like I said, for me, the goal was transparency, and I wanted this to be as close as real to possible, even though you obviously can't simulate the fear that would occur if this was a real interrogation. But I wanted it to be mimic as close to reality as possible, so people then could make a determination for themselves whether this behavior fits within our ethical standards.
Let's get Rick on the line, and Rick is calling us from Jacksonville in Florida.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Rick.
I went through the SEER training back in 76 in Southern California, and at the time, you go into it knowing that you're in Southern California, and then they put you in a POW camp, and I was waterboarded not once but three times during the interrogation phase there.
And in your estimation, Rick, I wonder, having had this done to you, do you think it's torture?
It's hard not to spill your guts, as it were, because even though you know you're in Florida or in California, it absolutely makes you feel like you are drowning. And after it was all over, I was amazed that you could have that feeling, come that close to what you thought was drowning, and not actually die.
Hmm. And was there some particular piece of information you'd been told not to disclose, and did you give it up?
Well, no, just throughout the training, you know, they don't want you to give any more than, you know, the classic name, rank, and serial number, even though they know sooner or later that they're going to break you, because they our instructors were ex-SEALs and stuff, were trained to break people down. But when you're laying there on the board and you're upside down, and with me, they had a wet cloth over my forehead, and they kept pouring the water over my nose and mouth, and I could blow the water away to get a couple quick breaths, but it was in the dead of winter, it was really cold, and then all of a sudden, on one of those exhales, all of a sudden the guy just whipped that cloth off my forehead and over my mouth and nose, and as soon as he did, you have no breath in your body, and like your other gentleman there said, it's like a burning poker in your chest. It's mm-hmm. like you just cannot breathe. It's a horrific feeling.
Which sounds awful to undergo. Do you personally regard it, Rick?
I would not want anybody else to ever have to go through that.
Would you call it torture?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to, this is John. John's with us from North Carolina.
Yeah, hi. I'm currently in the U.S. Army, and I have a job where I've actually attended SEER school, and I've been to the highest level of SEER training, and as recently as 2 years ago, it's not part of the program. I don't know if maybe it was in the 70s or if it was in the past. I couldn't tell you. I'd be inclined to say it probably wasn't.
You mean waterboarding?
Yeah. I just don't see that as being something. I know it's not something they train you against now. And I also know that if you do that type of course, if attempt to extract information from somebody. If you torture somebody, you know, eventually they're going to admit to setting the Chicago fire, you know, which doesn't necessarily mean that they did.
Right.
And I don't know. It just strikes me as, it's incredulous. I don't believe it happened. I don't believe that SEER instructors did that in the past. I don't believe that they're doing that now. I'm not saying waterboarding hasn't happened, and I do believe it's torture, but I don't think it happens in that community.
All right. John, thanks very much for the call. And Kaj Larson, before we let you go, we just have a few seconds. After having undergone this twice now and one more recently, do you think it's torture?
I didn't actually do this on national television to inject my own personal beliefs into the debate. I did it as a public service so other people can decide. That's why you can see the full unedited version at current.com on our website, and you can judge for yourself whether you believe in both the efficaciousness or the ethical implications of this kind of procedure.
Kaj Larson, thanks very much. Kaj Larson works for Current TV as what they call a vanguard journalist. He joined us today from NPR West. You can find a link to the video he made of himself being waterboarded at our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. You can also read a history of waterboarding at our website at npr.org/talk. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.